And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 9th of November, 2017. It's the birthday of the astronomer Carl Sagan, Brooklyn, 1934, popular guest on TV shows, including The Tonight Show, talking about the cosmos. He was also a consultant to NASA on several of their unmanned missions, and he was host of a very popular show on PBS, Cosmos, aired in 1980. It's the birthday of Anne Sexton, the poet, born Newton, Massachusetts, 1928. Anne Sexton, who said, "Live or die, make up your mind. If you're going to hang around, don't ruin everything. Don't poison the world." She grew up with an alcoholic father, a rather cold mother. Her great aunt, whom she adored, went mad, died in a nursing home. Sexton suffered from bipolar disorder, was sent away to boarding school. She said the only thing she learned there was how to make a white sauce. She tried modeling, and then at the age of 19, she married. She had two children. She said, "All I wanted was to be married, to have children. I was trying to lead a conventional life." She started therapy. Her doctor suggested that she try writing. She went to poetry workshops. She met Sylvia Plath, and they became great friends. She became friends with the poet Maxine Cumin. They went to poetry readings together. Her first book came out in 1960, To Bedlam and Partway Back. Anne Sexton, who said, "Writers are such phonies. They sometimes have wise insights, but they don't live by them at all. That's what writers are like. You think they know something, but usually they are just messes." Anne Sexton, who died by suicide 1974, wrapped herself in her mother's fur coat and climbed into her car and sat in it while it was running. And it's the birthday of Ivan Turgenev, born in Oryol, Russia, 1818. Parents were nobility, had a huge estate, 5,000 serfs. Turgenev loved hunting in the woods, and the book that made him famous was called A Sportsman's Sketches, a collection of stories in which the narrator travels around his estate hunting, but it's not about hunting. It's about the serfs who lived there and how they were abused at the hands of landowners. 9 years after Turgenev's book came out, serfdom was abolished in Russia. Here's a poem by Anne Sexton, "The Truth the Dead Know," dedicated to her mother and her father. "Gone," I say, and walk from church, refusing the stiff procession to the grave, letting the dead ride alone in the hearse. It is June. I'm tired of being brave. We drive to the Cape. I cultivate myself where the sun gutters from the sky, where the sea swings in like an iron gate, and we touch. In another country, people die. My darling, the wind falls in like stones from the white-hearted water, and when we touch, we enter touch entirely. No one's alone. Men kill for this, or for as much. And what of the dead? They lie without shoes in their stone boats. They're more like stone than the sea would be if it stopped. They refuse to be blessed. Throat, eye, and knuckle bone." A poem by Anne Sexton, "The Truth the Dead Know," from her Complete Poems, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Staples, with copy and print solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets, signage, and more. In stores or at staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.